Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I am Angeline.
That's right, you are. Mm-hmm. And today we're talking about things that don't grow on trees. Well, this is actually a rather long list.
Yeah.
Cars don't grow on trees. Basketballs don't grow on trees. People
don't grow on trees.
Don't grow on trees. But when we're talking about a famous expression, the one most people might know is money. Money doesn't grow on trees. The idea of this expression, of course, is that money isn't free. It isn't just given to you. You have to work for it.
Mm-hmm. So, Mike, what do you like to spend your money on?
Oh.
Do you try to save up, or are you a big spender? Do you spend a lot of money?
I'm saving a lot more money these days for kind of a sad reason. One of the things that I've always loved to buy is books.
Okay.
I'm a big book guy. I love to read books. I liked having them at home. And just recently, well, last year, they closed down one of the best bookstores in Taipei.
Oh.
And since then, I've been saving a lot more money.
Because you don't have books
because
to buy.
I don't have books to buy.
Oh,
but no,
okay.
I'm not a big clothes shopper. Maybe a nice meal at a nice restaurant once in a while, but no, I'm not a big shopper. How about you?
I try to save up as much as I can.
Good for you.
Yeah, but I
it's
never
hard.
Have enough.
It's true with all the expenses and having lots of friends and a busy social life on the weekend. Money does just seem to slip between your fingers, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, I think we're not strange in the world. You know, other people have money problems. And we're going to meet the Wongs in our unit. And it seems they, or at least some of the family members, might be having troubles with money. So maybe for you and I, this will be good advice on how to save a little bit.
I wonder who it is.
Let's check out the dialogue.
Mr. Wong?
I don't know. I don't think it's Grandpa.
No, I don't think so either. Okay, let's see.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
Paige helps Mrs. Wong prepare dinner.
Mom, my Easy Card is out of money again.
I just added 500 NT dollars to the card 2 days ago.
I guess it wasn't enough.
That amount should be enough to pay for your lunch and transportation costs. How did you spend so much in 2 days?
Well, I bought a few things here and there.
Like what?
I bought some snacks and drinks at the convenience store.
Paige, I told you to spend your money wisely.
You said it was my allowance. Can't I spend it in any way I want?
No, because money doesn't grow on trees.
Money. Money. Nicole forgot to bring her wallet, so she doesn't have any money. Nicole forgot to bring her wallet, so she doesn't have any money. Amount. Amount. I spent a large amount of time on this book report. I spent a large amount of time on this book report. Cost. Cost. Everyone shared the cost of Jillian's cake. Everyone shared the cost of Jillian's cake. Snack. Snack. I get hungry easily, so I always bring a snack with me. I get hungry easily, so I always bring a snack with me.
All right, so let's check out our scenario. That sort of tells us what's happening in our scene, in our dialogue. It says, Paige helps Mrs. Wong prepare dinner. Well, that's nice.
She's a good child, eh?
Yeah, I hope she doesn't ask for money.
Oh, let's see. Well, as Paige is helping her mother, she says, Mom, my easy card is out of money again.
Uh-oh.
So I guess you guessed it right. So you are probably familiar with the word money. It's what we use to pay for things, right?
Yes,
money can be a note or a bill. That's what we call the ones that are made out of paper or sometimes plastic, and they're in the shape of a rectangle, okay? Or money can be a coin, and it's usually made from a small piece of metal. Here's an example sentence for the word money. Nicole forgot to bring her wallet, so she doesn't have any money. Nicole forgot to bring her wallet, so she doesn't have any money. Also, when you're out of something, it means you do not have it any, you do not have any more of it. Sorry, you do not have any more of it. For example, we are out of milk means we don't have any milk anymore.
All right, now let's see what Mrs. Wong says. She says, I just added 500 NT dollars to the card 2 days ago. Oh, okay, so there should be some money there.
Mm-hmm.
She added the money to the card. Yeah, when we add things, we put in more, right? So you might add some food to the refrigerator before the weekend comes. Or you might add some books into your bag if you're going to be going to the library or something like that. So basically, she says she put more money there. There should be more than enough.
Well, Paige isn't sure what to say to her mom, so she says, I guess it wasn't enough. So Paige doesn't think 500 NT dollars is enough for 2 days, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And then Mrs. Wong says, that amount should be enough to pay for your lunch and transportation costs. All right. So here we have two good words to look at. An amount is basically a number. It's a quantity of something. We often use amount, yeah, for things like numbers and things that we might add to or take away from.
Mm.
When we're talking about time, when we're talking about the food on your plate, when we're talking about how much homework you have to do on the weekend, these are all things we could say amount. I have a huge amount of homework to do. There's a very small amount of food on your plate. Are you on a diet? So we're talking about how much of something that there is. For example, we could say, I spent a large amount of time on this book report. And we also had transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, transportation. Getting from one place to the other. Getting from A to B is what we use transportation for. Could be anything from your feet to a horse back in the old days, to
a
car,
bus,
train, airplane, boat. Anything that moves people or things from one place to another is a form of public transportation. You might have heard public transportation is free, or at least transportation that anyone can use. Not like a car, not like something that you own, something that is owned by a company and you pay to use it, like a bus or a taxi or a train or something like that.
And we saw the word cost.
Uh-huh.
The cost of something is how much money you need in order to buy, make, or do something. For example, the cost of maybe taking the MRT, which is a form of transportation, from, I don't know, maybe one station would be 16 NT dollars, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the cost. Here's an example sentence. Everyone shared the cost of Jillian's cake. Everyone shared the cost of Jillian's cake.
Well, that was very nice of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then Mrs. Wong asks a follow-up question because she thought the $500 should be enough for Paige. And then she says, how much, or how did you spend so much in 2 days? So how did you spend $500 in 2 days? She thinks that's a lot of money to spend in 2 days. And what does Paige say?
Well, Paige says, well, I bought a few things here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Paige didn't really keep track of what she bought. She can't really remember, but she does remember that she spent the money here and there, which means in many places.
Oh, okay. And Mrs. Wong is asking a follow-up question. She wants to know more. She says, like what? Like what things did you buy here and there?
Okay, so Paige tries to remember what she bought, and she says, I bought some snacks and drinks at the convenience store. So a snack can be anything like chips, a chocolate bar, candy, or an apple. It's a small amount of food that you eat in between main meals. So, for example, if you get hungry between lunch and dinner, you'd have a snack, okay? Let's use the word snack in an example sentence. I get hungry easily, so I always bring a snack with me. I get hungry easily, so I always bring a snack with me. And, well, 7-Eleven, Family Mart, OK Mart, all are convenience stores, okay? Convenience stores. It's a small store where you can buy many different types of things. You can also pay your bills there.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually opened 24 hours a day.
That's right. That's why they're so convenient,
right,
to use the adjective. All right. Now we have an illustration. That's a picture. Something is changing in our scene, in our dialogue. It says, Paige and Mrs. Wong bring the dinner to the table. So dinner is ready. They're bringing it over. And it says, everyone else is seated at the dining table. So the hungry Wong family is sitting down for dinner.
Okay, so next, Mrs. Wong says something that your parents probably often said to you, too,
mm-hmm.
or they often say to you. She says, Paige, I told you to spend your money wisely. So, don't spend your money on all these things. Use it wisely.
If you do something wisely, it's carefully, by thinking about it, by using your experience. It's sort of the opposite of foolishly. That would be F-O-O-L-I-S-H-L-Y. If you do something foolishly, you didn't think about it. You acted before you stopped to say, is this a good idea? But if you spend your money wisely, you won't waste your money. That's the idea. Paige says, well, you said it was my allowance. Can't I spend it in any way I want? Okay, so I can kind of see Paige's point of view. She thought it was her allowance. An allowance is basically an amount of money that generally your parents will give you when you're younger. If you're in school, you don't have time to have a job, maybe make your own money. So your parents give you an allowance. They allow you to use some of their money, and most kids spend it on snacks, movies, you know, doing fun things with their friends after school on the weekend. And so Paige kind of thought, well, this is my money, right? You gave it to me. You didn't say I couldn't spend it on, you know, candy or snacks or junk food or whatever. And that's why she says, can't I spend it in any way I want? She's sort of confused. I thought I was free to spend this money. Why are you telling me I shouldn't spend it, you know, on things that I want?
Right. So, well, Mr. Wong hears this and he isn't very happy. He says, no. Because money doesn't grow on trees.
Ah, there it is.
The money doesn't grow on
parents'
trees.
Parents' answers to everything.
So we remember learning about money doesn't grow on trees, this expression in our introduction, right? It means, you know, we have to work hard for our money.
It's true.
You know, if money grew on trees, we'd all be very, very, very rich.
That's right. And then snacks would be really, really expensive.
Yeah, so we've come to the end of today's article, but stay tuned for our wrap-up. So, Mike, did you get allowance when you were a child?
Yeah, I got an allowance when I was a kid. Of course, it wasn't free money. I had to do some work for it, or my jobs. My jobs, of course, were, you know, keeping my room clean. I had to take out the garbage, empty all the garbage cans, and since it was Canada and we lived in a house, in the summertime I had to cut the grass every week, and my dad really wanted the grass looking perfect.
Okay.
And then in the winter, of course, yes,
shovel
since it's
snow?
Canada, shovel the snow, clear the snow away from the front of the house so the mailman can come to the door and things like that. So it wasn't free money. And, of course, I also had to help on odd jobs.
Okay.
You know, my parents needed my help. So, and it wasn't so bad. I got around, I guess it would be around 600 or 700 NT a week.
Wow, that's a lot.
You know, which wasn't so bad quite a while. It was $20. I got
$20. I got that for the month.
For the month?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I had to do the dishes.
Yeah.
I had to clean the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'd have to vacuum the carpet.
Okay,
Remember, we have carpet in Canada,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did that
cold.
Too.
Yeah, but I only got that much for a month.
How did you stretch that out? That's $5 a week.
I barely went out. I did not go out. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, come back tomorrow because we still have part two of Meet the Wongs. That's all for today. I'm Angeline.
I'm Mike.
Bye.
Step by step.
I told you to spend your money wisely. I told you to spend your money wisely.
Sorry, I know I should be more careful with my money. I will try to spend less money next month.
I told you to spend your money wisely.
I think I still have some money left. Don't worry, I'm not going to spend all my money.
There's no space here for my bag. Where should I put it?
There's no space here for my bag. Where should I put it?
Yeah, it's vacation time. Hello, everyone. This is Winnie. 不知道大家有没有搭飞机的经验？虽然有些人会不喜欢飞机起降啊，不舒服的感觉，但我就很喜欢搭飞机。这几天我们就来学学在飞机上可以会用到的实用句型吧。比如我们就看看今天的小聚会。There's no space here for my bag. Where should I put it? There's no space here for my bag. Where should I put it?There's no space 意思是没有空间，没有位置。你发现了吗？这里 space 可不是太空的意思哦。同样这句你也可以说 There's no room for my bag。后面 where should I put it 就只好问人，哎，那我应该放哪呢？你知道搭机的时候你的包包要放在座位上方的空间，但有时有些人可能随身包就比较大，或是有两三个，害得你就没地方放你的包包啦。这时候就可以用上今天的小聚会，那我们就再复习一次咯。 There's no space here for my bag. Where should I put it? Very good. 下次换你搭飞机的时候就不用害怕开口说英语咯。
There's no space here for my bag. Where should I put it?
There's no space here for my bag. Where should I put it?
Money doesn't grow on trees.
Paige helps Mrs. Wong prepare dinner.
Mom, my Easy Card is out of money again.
I just added 500 NT dollars to the card 2 days ago.
I guess it wasn't enough.
That amount should be enough to pay for your lunch and transportation costs. How did you spend so much in 2 days?
Well...I bought a few things here and there.
Like what?
I bought some snacks and drinks at the convenience store.
Paige, I told you to spend your money wisely.
You said it was my allowance. Can't I spend it in any way I want?
No, because money doesn't grow on trees.
Money. Money. Nicole forgot to bring her wallet, so she doesn't have any money. Nicole forgot to bring her wallet, so she doesn't have any money. Amount. Amount. I spent a large amount of time on this book.Report. I spent a large amount of time on this book report. Cost. Cost. Everyone shared The cost of Jillian's cake. Everyone shared the cost of Jillian's cake. Snack. Snack.
I get hungry easily, so I always bring a snack with me.
I get hungry easily, so I always bring a snack with me.